kulonela wabona ndolela
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Government says areas affected by Sinometos now safe, contradicting U.S. Embassy advisory. Build Zambia 2064 says increased U.S. visa fees, a wake-up call for Africa. And Ghana declares 3-day period of national mourning following deadly crash. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. Government has assured the public that areas affected by the Sinometos pollution incident on the copper belt and along the Kafue River are now safe and slowly returning to normalcy, contrary to a recent advisory issued by the United States Embassy in Zambia. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Moetwa says both land and water in the affected areas have shown significant improvement following extensive remediation efforts undertaken since the incident. Mr. Moetwa explained that the acidity in the water has been neutralized using lime and that pH levels had recovered to a neutral 7 by early March within both local and international acceptable standards for water quality. Over 200 water samples have been collected and tested, and of these, 37 results have been released showing that the water is safe for consumption. 163 samples are still undergoing analysis, said Mr. Moetwa. He further reviewed that laboratory tests indicate a steady reduction in the levels of heavy metals such as copper, zinc and lead in both water and soil. The government, he said, is closely monitoring these levels to ensure public safety and environmental recovery. As of now, there's no need to press the panic button as government has normalized the situation and remains committed to ensuring the safety and well-being of the affected communities, said Mr. Moetwa. Mr. Moetwa also clarified that while some cases of suspected food or water-related illnesses were reported in Ngawa District, in which all individuals have since fully recovered, no major disease outbreaks or deaths linked to the pollution incident have been recorded.
All serious implications on public health, water safety, agriculture, and the environment have been brought under control. There is, therefore, no cause for alarm. The nation may recall that this incident occurred in February this year. That is to say, more than 6 months ago. There is, therefore, absolutely no need to press the panic button today to alarm the nation and the international community as to the safety of our water bodies, as aforementioned, and the relevant catchment basins and the environment.
Meanwhile, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Colin Zenzovu also assured the public that the water currently being consumed on the Copper Belt province and surrounding areas of the Kafue River is safe. Mr. Nzovu stated that the latest test confirmed a pH level of 7, an internationally accepted standard, refuting suggestions that the water is poisoned with heavy metals. He emphasized that the government will continue its testing and oversight to ensure continued safety and transparency.
The water we started giving to our people was of the acceptable pH, free of heavy metals. What has happened since is that we've continuously made measurements or tests of this water. All the tests, all the results are within the World Health Organization standards, acceptable for the consumption of our citizens, all the points and all the times. Remember, Chief Government Spokesperson has clearly stated that over 200 samples have been collected and analyzed.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has called on implementing agencies of the $200 million World Bank Energy Grant to ensure that marginalized communities are not left behind. The World Bank recently granted the Zambian government $200 million under the Accelerating Sustainable and Clean Energy Access Transformation Program aimed at expanding access to energy across the country. CTPD legal researcher Lusum Sonda said the rollout of the funds must be equitable and transparent to maximize impact. This timely intervention has the potential to connect over 1 million Zambians to electricity and help close the persistent gap between urban and rural areas, said Ms. Musonda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She emphasized that the program is crucial for promoting inclusive economic growth and enhancing energy security, especially in underserved communities. Ms. Musonda also urged government and key stakeholders, including the Rural Electrification Authority, ZESCO, and the Ministry of Energy, to prioritize off-grid and climate-smart technologies. These solutions are not only sustainable and cost-effective, but also better suited to meet the specific needs of local communities, said Ms. Musonda, adding that the deployment of funds should align with Zambia's Vision 2030, the national energy policy, and broader development goals such as social equity and climate resilience. She further called for the establishment of an independent monitoring mechanism involving civil society to track progress, address challenges, and ensure accountability throughout the life cycle of the project.
And at CTPD, we also call for public access to implementation plans, the roadmap, the budget, as well as a progress report. This is to ensure transparency. And we encourage the use of off-grid and climate-smart technologies, which are more sustainable and better suited to the local communities or the local needs. And finally, we would also like to recommend the establishment of an independent monitoring mechanism involving a civil society to track the progress.
Build Zambia 2064 has described the newly introduced visa fee hike for Zambians traveling to the United States as a wake-up call for African nations to stop being puppets of the West. This follows an announcement by the U.S. government that citizens from Zambia and Malawi will now be required to pay $15,000 bond when applying for tourist or business visas, a measure aimed at curbing visa overstays. But speaking in an interview with RCV News on the Saka today, Build Zambia 2064 Executive Director Joseph Mushalika urged the Zambian government to reciprocate the move by imposing similar visa requirements on American nationals visiting Zambia. It is time for the Zambian government to also slap visa fees on Americans, saying that the two countries are equal partners in development, said Dr. Mushalika. He emphasized that Zambia is more than capable of engaging with other nations beyond the U.S., adding that the newly introduced visa policy offers no real value in return to Zambia. Dr. Mushalika encouraged Zambians to instead channel such amounts, including the $15,000, into local Zambian-owned businesses to help grow the domestic economy.
You know, countries are sovereign. They decide what is in their best interest. You know, it is time also that we say, for an American to come to Zambia, here is the visa fee. And so that equalizes.